Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is at a rodeo sports party featuring ranch, bronc, and bull riding at the 5th Annual Rusty Saloon and Grill. We're in St. Anthony, North Dakota, a town with a population of about 18. They had a crowd here today. There was easily 1,500 people. They have tents set up, all kinds of vendors, really a family entertainment opportunity for people in this community. And we had people here from all over the country, a winning bull rider from Florida. And the ranch bronc and bull riding competition went this way. We'll start with the ranch bronc riding. 84 points in the long go-round. Cinch Hebb, Minnichangu Lakota Cowboy from the Cheyenne Indian Reservation there in South Dakota. He won that round. 78 points in second. Brent Vegan, a cowboy from North Dakota. In third place, it was TV and Fry from Dickinson, North Dakota. In the championship round for the ranch bronc riding, 77 was second place. TV and Fry again from Dickinson. And the Cheyenne River Sioux Cowboy, Cinch Hebb, got it all, continuing a winning streak in the past couple of years in ranch bronc riding. In the bull riding competition, one go round saw 10 cowboys bucked off. No score. The bucking horses and bulls from Big Bucks Pro Rodeo Company, and we had some Mossbrooker bloodlines in there. They really fired. It's cool today, about 61. Threatening rain, but that didn't bother the crowd. In the bull riding, 77 points, Cole Brewer, professional Badlands bull rider, reigning champion, 77 on a bull called Blackhawk of the Big Bucks Pro Rodeo. When the dust cleared, we saw a Florida man by the name of Rhett Willis, now claiming Dickinson, North Dakota, is home, a whopping 82-point ride on the Big Bucks Pro Rodeo Company bucking bull Cole Guns and Freedom. Our guest today, the winner of the bull riding, Rhett Willis. Hello, Rhett. Welcome to North Dakota.
Hello. Thank you to have me.
We're glad you're here. Where are you from?
I'm from originally Arcadia, Florida, Southwest Florida.
Yes, sir. Well, they have had a pro rodeo for many years. Back in the day, in the spring and the 4th of July, twice a year, you could fly to Orlando and work Kissimmee and Arcadia the same day, once in the spring, again on the 4th of July run. I won Kissimmee one time. What a great tradition you have down there.
Oh, yeah. I love it. It's just cowboy to the bone.
Well, the cowboys down there are tied hard and fast. I mean, you let them loose in the Everglades and you're not seeing them again. What I mean, they have the rope tied to the horn. Do you know anything about them cracker horses and the way they rope and handle cattle there?
A little bit, yes, sir. My dad actually grew up doing it about 15, 20 years. He cowboyed, and my brother does it now. And they tend to tie them off to trees. They'll rope them, tie them off to trees, and have to come back later and get them when they get loose. So they'll just quick loop and tie them off and come back. But they use a lot of dogs down there, too, to run them. They keep them in big groups and whatnot, and a lot of working dogs. But I personally choose to ride bulls. I don't really like horses all that much.
I was the other way around. I like the horses, and I don't really like bulls very much. I was scared of them. Well, riding bulls is obviously your forte. Tell us about the bull you got on today. I mean, that was a beautiful ride.
Yes, sir. Actually, somebody came up to me before and told me if I ride him, I'll be about 90 points, and that put a smile on my face because I wanted to win it bad. I've been going broke since I got up here the past week or two, and my buddy Cole Brewer took second. He actually entered me in this deal, and I knew nothing about it until I got here, and I asked the secretary lady. I said, "How much is that?" She said, $8,000, and I said, "Oh, yeah."
What'd you get paid?
I'm not sure yet. They ain't got to me.
Well, 40% with entry fees. That's going to be around $3,000 for 8 seconds, and that's beautiful.
Oh, yes, sir, yeah. It'll be nice in the bank account.
This bull around into your hand, away from your hand?
He was away from my hand, and he made me work for it, but it was just a good one. He stayed up underneath himself and just coming around, and at one point he about got me to the outside, and by the end of it he put me on his butt and shot me over the front, but I came off on my feet, so I'm happy.
Well, you did a nice job. You know, I always ask at the end of our show, what is the secret to your success? What can you share with me?
Stay gritty, keep your hands shut. It's the only way to stay on your rope.
That's words of our champion, committed to making an 8-second ride in North Dakota. The Floridan wins it. Rhett Willis, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you, partner.
Yes, sir.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation, Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879, South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, and by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.